کفن کا کپڑا تیرا لباس ہوگا.
نمبر ون, ٹیک اے 7 میٹر کلاتھ اباؤٹ 1.75 yards وائڈ فار اے شراؤڈ.
نمونے مگر تجھے کو اندازہ کیا.
نمبر ٹو, کٹ ون پیس آف کلاتھ ہوز لینتھ از مور دین دا ہائٹ آف دا ڈیسیزڈ such that it can be tied from the top and bottom after being wrapped. It is called lifafa. Number 3, cut the second piece of cloth whose length should be equal to the height of the deceased. It is called izar or tahband. Number 4, for the qamis, measure the cloth from the neck of the deceased to below the knees. Double the length and cut it so that the length at the front and back is equal. Keep the width equal to the distance between both the shoulders. There are no cuts on its sides and it does not contain sleeves. Number 5, to cut a collar in the qamis of a man, make a cut from the center towards the shoulders. And in a qamis of a woman, make a cut from the center towards the chest. The cut should be large enough to allow the head to pass easily when the deceased is clothed in the qamis. Only these 3 cloths are included in sunnah shroud for a man, whereas there are additional 2 pieces of cloth for a woman, sina band and orni. 2 more steps for Islamic sisters. For the sina band, the piece of cloth that covers the chest area of a woman, keep the length of the cloth from the chest to the thigh. The veil should be placed below the back of the deceased and it should be brought to the chest from the head, covering the face. Cut the cloth for the orni in length such that it is sufficient for this purpose. Its width should be equal to the distance from one earlobe to the other. It is usually 1.5 yards. It can be made from the cloth that is left from the width of the qamis.
For Farz Ulum and obligatory knowledge, visit www.farzulum.net.